الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من بنى لله مسجدا بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى is the greatest. Daily, five times, when the Muazzin calls out the Adhan, he says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. During Salat, over and over again we repeat the same statement. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest because He is the only creator. He is the sole creator of the whole universe. He is the creator of the jinns, the humans, the malaika, the angels, the heavens, the earth, whatever they contain. He is the creator of Jannah, Jahannam. He is the creator of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah is the greatest and Allah is the supreme being. And anything and anyone who becomes associated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also becomes great. Quran is associated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because it is the kalam of Allah. Kalamullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, Al-Qur'an ahabbu ila Allahi min as-samawati wal-ard. The Qur'an is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the heavens and the earth. Because Quran has become associated to Allah. It is Kalam Allah, the Kalam of Allah. There is no one more superior to the Anbiya alayhi wassalatu wassalam. Because they are the prophets of Allah. Anbiya Allah, Rasulullah. And from amongst the Anbiya alayhi wassalatu wassalam, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is the most superior. Khuda se to kam aur sab se aala. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is below everyone, below Allah and above everyone. Khuda se to kam aur sab se aala. He is below Allah only, but above everyone. He is above Adam alayhi salam, he is above Suleiman alayhi salam, he is above Isa alayhi salam, he is above Ibrahim alayhi salam, he is above Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. Khuda se to kam aur sab se aala, below Allah, above everyone. Do alam se bala hamare Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is more superior and more virtuous than anything in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Quran is the best word. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, khayrul hadith e kitabullah. The best word is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is kalamullah. The Kalam of Allah, the word of Allah. Kitabullah, it is the book of Allah. Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam are associated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are Anbiya'ullah, the prophets of Allah. So they are the cream of humanity. And from among the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, the association and the special connection and the relationship that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no other Nabi enjoys that closeness, that speciality, that special relationship. Therefore he is above everyone, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah. He is Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah. When a person becomes the wali of Allah, a person becomes the wali of Allah, waliyullah, the wali of Allah, he also becomes special. An ordinary human being, when he accepts iman, and after accepting iman, he carries out the do's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and abstains from the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person becomes the wali of Allah. Waliyullah, the wali of Allah. Awliyaullah, the walis of Allah. When a person leaves kufr and enters the fold of Islam, he immediately becomes the wali of Allah, friend of Allah. But he is a common friend of Allah, an ordinary friend of Allah. As soon as a person leaves kufr and he enters the fold of Islam, he becomes the friend of Allah. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Allah is the friend of those people who accept iman. But when a person accepts iman, and after accepting iman, he fulfills all the demands of iman. And what are the demands of iman? The do's and the don'ts. As soon as a person recognizes the Creator and thereafter he proclaims this recognition by saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Then this faith, this conviction, this belief, this iman demands certain things. Do this, do this, do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. So when a person accepts Iman, he becomes the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he remains an ordinary wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ordinary friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But after accepting Iman, if he carries out all the demands of Iman, he carries out all the do's and he abstains from all the don'ts, then he becomes a special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Those people who accept Iman, and after accepting Iman, those people who create a barrier between themselves and disobedience for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who create a barrier between themselves and the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they carry out all the do's. They make sure that they carry out all the fara'id. They make sure that they carry out all the wajibat. They make sure that they carry out all the sunan mu'akkada, all the do's. And they make sure that they abstain from all the don'ts. They make sure that they abstain from all the haram and all the makruhat al-tahrimiyah. Those people who accept Iman and those people who create a barrier between themselves and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the people, awliya, who are termed as awliyaullah. These are the special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first stage of friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Iman. And the second stage of friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taqwa. Taqwa is to create a barrier between ourselves and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those people who accept Iman and those people who create a barrier between themselves and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result of this association with Allah, awliyaullah, the special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they become special. And what does Allah say regarding them? أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَعْزَنُونَ. They will neither fear nor will they grieve. No fear, no grief. No fear, no grief in this world. No fear, no grief at the time of death. No fear, no grief in the grave. No fear, no grief on the day of Qiyamah. No fear, no grief at the time of reckoning. No fear, no grief on the breath of Sirat. And no fear, no grief after entry into Jannah. Because once a person is entered into Jannah, Allah will say, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. For you in Jannah is whatever your hearts will desire. And for you in Jannah is whatever you ask for. Why? نُزُلًا مِنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. Because you are the guests and Allah the Ghafoor al-Raheem is your host. Connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my friends. This is what we need. Connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have a brick which was part of a lavatory. A brick which was part of a lavatory. And you have a brick which was part of a masjid. You'll view both of them separately. You'll observe etiquette separately with both of them. This brick belongs to the lavatory and this brick belongs to the masjid. Connection. Let us connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything that becomes associated and connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes valuable in the eyes of the Creator. And anything that becomes valuable in the eyes of the Creator, it becomes valuable in the eyes of the creation. إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا نَادَى جِبْرِيلُ. When a person loves a particular person, and why would a person love a particular person? Because of his Iman and because of his taqwa. Because of his wilayat, because of his friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا. When a person loves a person, نَادَى جِبْرِيلُ, he calls Jibreel. He heartens Jibreel. And he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبُّهُ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves such and such a person. Therefore, I order you to love him also. Inna Allah yuhibbu fulanan fa'ahibbahu. O Jibreel, you also love him. And as soon as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this order, Jibreel experiences love for this person. My friends, imagine for a moment, if our respected Imam Sahib, our Mufti Sahib, Muddazilluhum al-Ali, if he was to mention to me regarding the Imam of Haram, that I was sitting in the gathering of the Imam of Haram and he said, there is a person in Leicester studying Dhara. If I hear that, oh, Imam of Haram is mentioning my name, I will feel so happy. Imam of Haram, talking about me, mentioning my name. Similarly, those people who are interested in the worldly aspects of things, Prime Minister has mentioned me, the President has mentioned me, the King or the Queen has mentioned me, the Mayor has mentioned me, and those people associated to the Dini aspects, this pious person, this great person, this great Imam, this great Faqih, this great Mufti was talking about me. Not feel proud but happy that it's a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that such a pious personality is talking about me. Such a pious personality is making mention of me. Here, my friends, whilst we are still in this world, if we accept Iman and if we hold fast to Taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention you and I in front of Jibreel. Not after we depart from this world, whilst we are here in this very world. Iman and Taqwa. And Taqwa, as I have already mentioned, very simple. The level of Taqwa that is required to bring this special attention and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very simple. Carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts. When a person carries out the do's and he abstains from the don'ts, that will make him the beloved of Allah. That will make him the wali of Allah. Thereafter, if he carries out the sunan, on top of that he carries out the mustahabbat, on top of that he carries out the optional deeds, the nawafil, then he will excel more. Iman and taqwa. As soon as we have iman and taqwa in our lives, we are associated to Allah. When we have iman in our lives, we are associated to Allah, but that association is of a lesser degree. We are the wali of Allah, but not special wali, ordinary wali of Allah. And as a result of this wilayah, the ordinary wilayah, one thing will definitely happen. Even if we go from this world with so many sins, heaps of sins, if we are able to leave this world with iman, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will one day, sooner or later, grant us entry into Jannah. Because we are connected to Him. We will not be doomed to the fire of hell forever and ever. And the person who takes a step further and he becomes the special friend of Allah, then whilst he is still in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Jibreel and he says, Inna Allah yuhibbu fulanan fa'ahibbahu. I love such and such a person. You also love him. And automatically, as soon as Jibreel hears this, he experiences love for this person. And then he is instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make a proclamation, make an announcement amongst the people of the heavens. And amongst the people of the heavens, all the malaika and all the people of the heavens. And what is this proclamation? He says, Inna Allaha yuhibbu fulanan fa'ahibbuhu. Listen carefully. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed loves such and such a person, and Allah instructs all of you also to love him. So now Jibreel is talking about you and me. We become so special. As soon as we become the wali, we become so special that Allah talks about us. Jibreel talks about us. Jibreel and all the people of the heavens are hearing our names. Allah loves such and such a person. You all also love him. And as soon as Jibreel makes this announcement, this person becomes the beloved. All these people or this person becomes the beloved of all this. فَيُّذَوْنَهُ الْقُبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates means as a result of which this person becomes beloved to everybody on this earth as well. Everybody on this earth.
So friends, anything that is associated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anything that is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes very valuable, not only in the eyes of the creation, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Muslim Ummah has been in turmoil for the past few decades. And over and over again, I have been telling friends in many congregations that the solution is very simple. The solution is Iman and Taqwa. If we collectively as the Ummah accept the Iman which we already have, Alhamdulillah, and thereafter adopt Taqwa, learn Deen through authentic sources, carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts, we, the whole Ummah, collectively will become the beloved of Allah. And if the Ummah as a whole becomes the beloved of Allah, then the whole world will be compelled to love us, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَيُدَوْ لَهُ الْقُبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah declares in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّ. Those people who accept Iman and who carry out good deeds, and carrying out good deeds means carrying out good and abstaining from bad. Carrying out the do's and abstaining from the don'ts, Allah says, سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّ. Rahman ta'ala will create in the hearts of the creation love for such people. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised those people from amongst you who accept Iman and who carry out good deeds. What has Allah promised? لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. That definitely He will make them the rulers of this earth. This is the solution. This is the solution, and this is the only solution which we are all neglecting. This is the solution, and this is the only solution which the Ummah as a whole is neglecting. Let us, my friends, make a firm resolution today that inshallah, we will strengthen our Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will create a barrier between ourselves and disobedience to Allah. We will always carry out the fara'id. We will always carry out the wajibat. We will always abstain from haram. We will always abstain from makruhat al-tahrimiyah. And thereafter we will try as much as possible to carry out the sunan, the mustahabbat and the nawafil. And if we slip, because we are humans and humans are prone to making mistakes, if we slip, then we will repent immediately. We will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him for forgiveness. So I was saying, my friends, that anything connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes very valuable. It becomes very special in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also in the eyes of the creation. Quran is very, very special, very, very precious. Why? Because it is associated to Allah, the book of Allah, the kalam of Allah. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very, very precious. Why? Because he is Rasulullah, the Rasul of Allah. Kaaba is very, very special. Why? Because it is Baytullah. It is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, my friends, all the masajid scattered throughout the world are also the children of the Kaaba. All the masajid. They are also special because they are also Baytullah. That is the greatest Baytullah. The one in Makkah Mukarrama is the greatest Baytullah. Then second is the Baytullah in Medina Munawwara, Al Masjid Al Nabawi. Then third is Baytullah in Masjid Al-Aqsa, Al Masjid Al Aqsa. Baytullah. And thereafter, some ulama are of the opinion that number 4 is Quba, Masjid Quba, number 4. And thereafter, every masjid has its position. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows which is more superior. But they are all Buyutullah. They are all the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because they are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are associated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they become so special that anything connected to them also becomes special. The houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are specially made for His worship and for His remembrance. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ The masajid are only for Allah. They belong only to Allah. They belong only to Allah. فَلَا تَدُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. Therefore, when you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, call Allah only. Worship Allah only. التَّحِيَّةُ لِلَّهِ وَالصَّلَوَاتُ وَالطَّيِّبَاتُ. Every type of ibadah, every type of worship, every type of devotion is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ إِمَّا صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Every type of ibadah is for Allah. Our sacrifice is for Allah. Our ibadat and devotion for Allah. Our life is for Allah and our dying is for Allah. Because He is the Rabbul Alameen. We are Muslim. And Muslim is he who submits to Rabbul Alameen. Rabbul Alameen, the only Allah. So all the masajid are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they are constructed only for the remembrance of Allah, for His ibadah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا بُنِيَتِ الْمَسَاجِدُ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. The masajid are constructed only for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We perform salat. Salat is dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We deliver sermons or we deliver durus, dars of hadith, dars of Quran. The ulama speak from the minbar. That is also dhikrullah, because they talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. What pleases Allah, what displeases Allah, what are the do's of Allah, what are the don'ts of Allah. When we are reciting the Quran, that is also dhikrullah. Because we are reciting the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say subhanallah, subhanallah, that is dhikrullah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, dhikrullah, Allahu Akbar, dhikrullah. Only those items are permissible in the masajid, which are associated to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا بُنِيَتِ الْمَسَاجِدُ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. The masajid are constructed only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is for this reason, because these places are designated only for one thing, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot talk about worldly affairs in the masjid. Not permissible. One will have to leave the masjid to talk about worldly matters. Because these places are designated only for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the most beloved portion of this earth in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the masajid. أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا. The most beloved portions of this earth are the masajid. We are so fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings us daily into those portions of the earth which are most beloved to Him. And then He also grants us sometimes the tawfiq, or many times the tawfiq, to spend time also between Asr and Maghrib. Between Asr and Maghrib, between Maghrib and Isha in summer. A few minutes here and there, a few hours here and there. Then He chooses certain people to come into the masjid for full 10 days in the month of Ramadan. These are special people who are invited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I and you cannot come into the masjid whenever we desire. Those people can come into the masjid who are given special invitation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A master and a slave were traveling and the muezzin called out the adhan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, hayya ala salah, come towards salah. And hayya ala al-falah, come towards success. Al-falah, al-falah is that success which encompasses the goodness of this world and the hereafter. Al-falah is not only success, al-falah is that success which guarantees peace in this world and which guarantees peace in the hereafter. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Those people who have taqwa and who carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts, they are the people who are on hidayah and they are the people who will be granted al-falah. Al-falah means the success of this world and the success of the hereafter. So when the muezzin says, حَيَّا عَلَىٰ الصَّلَاةِ, come towards salah, he immediately says, Hayya al falah. Come to the masjid, because if you come to the masjid, and if you fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the demand of iman, Allah will grant you falah, success in this world and the success of the hereafter. Many people hear this quote, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. But how many people say labbaik? How many people say labbaik? Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls people once in a lifetime that come and perform hajj, come and perform hajj. Hajj is obligatory upon you. I have given you enough wealth to perform hajj. So come and perform hajj. You have all the means to perform hajj. Hajj has become obligatory upon you. Ya ayyuhan nas. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, inna allaha farada alikumul hajj fahujju. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made hajj compulsory upon you. So make sure you perform hajj. This is also a call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Call. Allah is calling us to the greatest baytullah. That come. It is an invitation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But everybody is not given the tawfiq and everybody does not say labbay. Allahumma labbay. Labbay ka la sharika laka labbay. Inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wa mulka la sharika laka. And in these buyutullah, these houses of Allah, daily 5 times the imam says, the muazzin says, Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. My friends, we are all fortunate, we should be grateful to Allah. We should not be proud that we are here in the masjid at this precise moment. We should be grateful to Allah for Him giving us the opportunity to come for salat and then to stay in salat, to stay in the masjid. Great virtue, my friends. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that person who comes into the masjid and he waits for salah, then for as long as he is waiting for salah, it is as if he is performing salah. So let's say the asr salah is at 7:20 and a brother comes into the masjid at 6 o'clock and he sits in the masjid waiting for salah. Not reciting the Quran, not in dhikr, just quietly. Quietly. Fulfilling the etiquettes and the adab and the injunctions of the masjid, is quietly waiting for salat at 7:20. Very peaceful, maybe leaning against the wall, comfortably just waiting for salat. Then from 6 o'clock until 6:20, the angels are writing down the reward of salat for him. And if he engages during this time in other ibadah, for example, he begins to recite the Quran, then the angels write down 2 things for him. The recitation of the Quran and also performing salat. And many brothers, they come for the asr salat and then they wait for maghrib salat. They stay in the masjid with the intention of performing maghrib salat, that I will stay in the masjid until maghrib salat. Some brothers come for zuhar salat and wait for asr. Some brothers come for asr salat, wait for maghrib. Some brothers come for Maghrib, wait for Isha. Whatever the situation may be, those people who remain in the masjid waiting for Salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them the reward of performing Salah during that time. And those people who perform Salah, and after performing Salah, do not wait for the next Salah, but remain in the masjid because it is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for another 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. I am in the house of Allah, let me stay for 5 minutes, 10 minutes more. Engaged in ibadah or not? Engaged in ibadah or not? So those people who come before salah and wait for salah, and those people who perform salah and thereafter remain in the masjid for a few moments more. In both cases, the one who comes for salah and waits for salah, Allah grants him 2 virtues. And the one who performs salah and spends some time in the masjid, Allah gives him 1 virtue. And what is that 1 virtue which both of them get? That virtue is that angels make dua for both these persons. Angels say, Allahumma ghfir lahu warhamhu. Oh Allah, forgive him and have mercy upon him. So that person who performs salah and after salah remains in the masjid without engaging in any worldly talk or worldly activity. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, he is doing nothing. For as long as he is sitting in the masjid, anywhere in the masjid, not specifically his place of salah, anywhere within the masjid, then for as long as he is in the masjid, the malaika makes dua, oh Allah, forgive him and oh Allah, have mercy upon him. And the person who comes before salah, and he waits for salah, then the angels are making dua for him, and he is being granted the reward of performing salah during that time. There was a great muhaddith in the Indian subcontinent, Sheikh Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahimahullahu ta'ala, the student of the great muhaddith Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahimahullahu ta'ala. And Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri rahimahullahu ta'ala was a great academic, accepted by both the Arab and the Ajam scholars. He has authored a commentary on Tirmidhi Sharif. Great scholar. One day he was sitting in the masjid after the salah, and he was saying on his own foot, Ameen, Ameen, silently, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. One of his associates was sitting right next to him. After the Sheikh got up from his place, he said, Sheikh, you were silently saying Ameen, 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 and nobody was making dua. So he said, you have forgotten the hadith that you have read. Because he was also a scholar. He said, you have forgotten the hadith wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that for the person who sits in the masjid, for a while after salah, the malaika make dua, Allahumma kfir lahu wa rahamu, and it is upon this dua I was saying Ameen. So my friends, try to come into the masjid early. Try to come into the masjid. It's our habit. We try to remain in the masjid for as less time as possible. For example, we are doing nothing, just chatting away with friends outside on the road, and we keep looking at the watch. There is still 15 more minutes left, still 10 more minutes left, still 5, nothing important we are discussing. Why not come into the masjid early? And after salah, try to remain in the masjid for at least 2 to 3 minutes, so you become deserving of this dua of being in the masjid. Try to spend time, and whenever we enter the masjid, we should enter the masjid according to the masnoon manner. First we put our right foot. Whenever we enter the masjid, we should put our right foot. When we leave the masjid, we should leave with the left foot. And after entering the masjid with the right foot, we should say Bismillah. Bismillah. And then salat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. And there are two masnoon prayers. One is the long one, Allahumma firli dhunubi waftahli abwaab rahmati. And the short one is, Allahumma aftahli abwaab rahmati. And thereafter, we should make the intention of i'tikaf. That, oh Allah, for as long as I remain in the masjid, I am making intention of i'tikaf. So now what will happen is, that we will be granted double reward. One reward for whatever we are doing, and the second reward for i'tikaf. So I urge all the brothers to make the niyyah of i'tikaf whenever they enter the masjid. And if you haven't yet made the niyyah today, then make niyyah. That for as long as I am in the masjid, I am making niyyah of i'tikaf. So I was saying that only special people are invited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Invitation is for all. But only those are given the opportunity who are very, very special. So the slave and the master and the slave are both going, and the muazzin called, Hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah. The slave is looking at the master as to what his intentions are, and when he realizes that his intentions are not to go to the masjid, so he says that, can I have permission to go and perform salah? The master says, okay, go. So the master is waiting for the slave outside the masjid, and the slave is inside the masjid. Master, from the worldly perspective, who is seen as the superior, and the slave, from the worldly perspective, who is seen as the inferior is invited by Allah, and the superior is not invited by Allah. He performs salat, and after performing salat, he loves the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that he remains in the masjid. And the master is waiting for him outside, and one by one the musallis are leaving. One by one the musallis are leaving. Finally, the master gets tired of waiting and he gets frustrated. So he comes to the shoe area. And he comes to the shoe area and he looks at the shoes. So he realizes that there is only one person in the masjid and that is my slave. What is he doing inside when everybody has finished their salah? So he does not get the tawfiq to even come into the masjid to look for his slave. He calls from the shoe area and he says, why are you not coming out? Why are you not coming out? So the slave calls from the masjid and he says, he is not letting me come out. Why are you not coming out? So he said, he is not letting me come out. So the master says, I am your master. Who is not letting you come out? So he said, the one who is not letting you come inside is not letting me come out, sir. Special places, my friends. Buyutullah, the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. House most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And designated only for his remembrance. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that that portion of the earth where a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sits and remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that portion of the earth shines for the malaika in the heavens just like the stars shine for the humans during a dark night. So when the malaika look down on the earth, then they find the whole earth dark, except for those places where a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembering Allah. Any portion, not only masjid. This is how important the zikrullah is, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. This is how important zikrullah is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, udhkurullaha zikran kaseera. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Remember him with your heart and mind, and remember him with your tongue. Before doing anything, say Bismillah. Say Bismillah. If you see something extraordinary, say Subhanallah. If you see something great, say Allahu Akbar. Allah is even more greater. When you are climbing down the hill, down the steps, going down in the elevator, say Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And when you are going up the hill, or up the steps, or up in the elevator, say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. If you sneeze, say Alhamdulillah. If you hear somebody say Alhamdulillah, say Ya Rahmatullah. If somebody says Ya Rahmatullah, say Yahdikum Allah wa Yuslihu Balakum. Remember Allah all the time. Remember Allah all the time. Allahumma aftahli abwaab rahmati. Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. Bismillah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'i. What is salat? What do we do in salat? Allahu Akbar. Subhanakallahumma. A'udhu. Bismillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Then surah. Then Allahu Akbar. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Sami Allahu. What are we doing? Each and every posture, what are we doing? Remembering Allah. وَاَقِمِ السَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. Allah says, وَاَقِمِ السَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. Establish salah for my remembrance. Establish salah for my remembrance. When we go for hajj, what do we do? Zikr, 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 zikr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for as long as a single person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth, qiyamah will not take place. لَا تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ حَتَّى لَا يُقَالَ فِي الْأَرْضِ اللَّهُ اللَّهُ. Until a single person says Allah, Allah on the surface of this earth, qiyamah will not take place. This is how important zikrullah is. مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ كَمَثَلِ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. The difference between that person who remembers Allah and that person who does not remember Allah is like a dead and a living person. The person who remembers Allah, the dhakir, the one who remembers Allah is a spiritually living person. And the person who does not remember Allah is spiritually dead person. مَنْ كَانَ آخِرُ قَلَامِهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. The person whose final words are La ilaha illallah. What is La ilaha illallah? Zikr. The person whose final words are La ilaha illallah, he will enter Jannah. And after being granted entry into Jannah, what will we do? We will remember Allah. There as well. Wa akhiru da'wahum anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Zikrullah, my friends. Zikrullah. So, one lesson we have learned is, that we need to frequent the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to spend as much time as possible in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the adab and the etiquette required. We need to have love for the masajid. We need to love the masajid, have love for the masajid. We should come to the masjid and occupy ourselves in ibadah, and we should also financially or practically help in the maintenance of the masjid. A lady used to come into the Masjid Nabawi and she would clean the masjid during times when men would not be there, between Zohar and Asr or between Fajr and Zohar. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to notice her. Some time passed and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that, where is that lady who used to come and clean the masjid? So people said, she has passed away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how much importance did he give to this lady who was cleaning the masjid? The cleaning of the masjid, the maintenance of the masjid. Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam rebuked the sahaba and he said, Halla azabtumuni? Why did you not inform me that she has passed away? Because I would have participated in her salatul janazah. And thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Dulluni ala qabriha. Take me to her grave. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, through the permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, able to do certain things which we are unable to do, which is not permissible for us. So he performed his salah after the burial of the lady. He went to the grave and he performed the salah. And after performing the salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to the sahaba and he said, Inni ra'ituha fil jannah. I saw the lady in Jannah. What was she doing? Hoovering. Sweeping. Hoovering. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ikhrajul kumamati minal masjidi. Ikhrajul kumamati minal masjidi muhurul huriyin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a person takes out some dirt from the masjid and throws it outside in an appropriate place, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala marries him to a whore of Jannah. It is mahr, it is dowry. So financially also, we should maintain the masjid. And practically also, we should maintain the masjid. Morally also, we should support the masjid. However way possible, we should support the masjid. And we should try to come in the masjid as much as possible. As much as possible. Why? Because the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these masajid are made for him, connected to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I said, that the name of Allah, wherever it is mentioned, it shines for the malaika just as the stars shine for us in the sky during the dark night. Mawlana As'adullah rahimahullahu ta'ala, a great scholar, he was a very good poet in the Urdu language also. He mentioned a couplet. He said, Rashk karta hai falak aisi zameen par as'ad. Rashk karta hai falak aisi zameen par as'ad. The heavens are high and the earth is low, and something that is low will always envy something that is high, and something that is high will never envy something that is low. But he very beautifully says that the heavens envy that portion of the earth wherein Allah is remembered. So the heavens, despite being very high, envies that portion of the earth upon which a servant of Allah sits and he remembers Allah. He says, Allah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. He says, Rashk karta hai falak, aisi zameen par as'ad, jis pe do char ghadi zikre khuda hota hai. That portion of the earth upon which a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a few moments, that portion is envied by the heavens despite its grandeur and despite its highness. So let us instill in our hearts the love for the Buyutullah, for the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is also a house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I congratulate all of you. I congratulate the management of the masjid. I congratulate our respected Mufti Sahib and our Maulana Imam Sahib, the Imams. I congratulate the whole congregation. And I congratulate each and every brother and sister, who have contributed to the extension of the growing masjid. Why? Because this extension is also constructive. It is also construction of a masjid. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man bana lillahi masjidan bana Allahu lahu baytan fil jannah." One who constructs the house of a house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a full house or a extension, only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will construct for him a palace in Jannah. Bana Allahu lahu baytan fil jannah. I mean, Ibn Majah Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "Man bana lillahi masjidan walau kamabhase qatat." Qatat is a type of bird. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one who constructs a masjid only for the pleasure of Allah, be it the size of a qatat bird, the nest of a qatat bird. So very small, like the nest of a qatat bird, for him also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build a palace in Jannah. The muhaddithin have posed a question on this hadith, that if a person builds a masjid equivalent to a nest of a bird, who will be able to perform salat in there? Why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say this? Not a single person, not even a child will be able to perform salat. In a masjid, the size of which is a nest. So the muhaddithin, after posing this question, have said that in the first hadith, "Man bana lillahi masjidan," one who constructs a masjid, Allah will grant him a house in Jannah. A person would have understood or misunderstood that this virtue is only for that person who constructs a whole masjid. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said a second time that the person who constructs a masjid, be it the size of a nest of a bird known as qatat, that means whatever insignificant contribution a person makes in constructing a masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant each and every person a palace in Jannah. So I congratulate all of you and I urge all of you to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and regularly come to the masjid, maintain the masjid, benefit from your a'imma, from your scholars, and get the whole community to come to the masjid and benefit from the programs of the masjid, the programs of the madrasa, and become fruitful for the masjid and make the masjid fruitful for others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep this masjid lively as it is and make it more lively and keep it lively from the spiritual aspect until the day of Qiyamah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep it dependent from all aspects. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to carry out all the injunctions in regard to the masajid. And the verse which I was fortunate to recite in the khutbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Fadhkuruni yadhkurukum," remember me, I will remember you. "Washkuruli wala takfurun," and be grateful to me and do not be ungrateful. For every ni'mah Allah grants us, we need to be grateful. And one, there are three parts of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is with the mind, one is with the tongue, and one is with the body. In relation to the masjid, with the mind we should think that it was the sheer grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we were able to accomplish this great task. This mammoth task, this big task. It was only, without our deserving, it was only through the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we were able to accomplish the construction of the masjid. That is with the mind. With the tongue, after accepting this fact, we say it with the tongue, "Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukru." Oh Allah, for you are all praises and for you is the gratefulness. And thereafter with the body, we walk to the masjid and we make ibadah in the masjid. So first Guruji, as Gurukum, remember me, I will remember you. Vash Guruji, be grateful to me. Vala Tashkurun, do not be ungrateful. Ya ayyuhalladheena aamanu ista'eenu bis-sabri was-salah. O you who believe, seek help from me, take my help through two things. One is salah and the other is sabr. So perform five times salah regularly, come to the masjid regularly, teach and learn in the masjid, and learn, practice, and pass on to others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq and grant us all acceptance. Wa akhiru da'wana wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa al-aqibatu lil muttaqeen wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana ghulamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم يا مسبح القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الاخره اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها انت خير من زكاها انت وليها ومولاها اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم زينا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك اللهم لا تؤمن إنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة ومن فتنة مضلة اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك اللهم ربنا أتم لنا نور واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أعمالنا أواخرها وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به أحسن القاض ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اهدنا بفضلك فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم اجمع كلمتهم على الحق ووحد صفوفهم اللهم أنت لإخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم ولا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك في سفرنا هذا البر والتقوى ومن العمل ما ترضى سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا رب.